Another big name for you. It's Ricky Ponting. And the first test against Sri Lanka starts tomorrow at the Gabba. And now Ricky's been good enough to join us. So appreciate it, Ricky. Thanks a lot.
No worries. Morning, boys.
Pleasure to have your company on a Wednesday morning. Well, as I say, it's first test eve against the Sri Lankans. How do you look forward to this particular game as now in the seat that you're in as a broadcaster? And we don't know a lot about the Sri Lankans, I think it's fair to say here. And our currency isn't great. How do you see it faring at the Gabba?
Well, let's hope it's a great week for Australia. It's been a disappointing little period in Australian cricket with not a lot of positives really to talk about or focus on over the last eight or ten months. You know, the one test win against India in Perth is really the only thing that we've had to talk much about. But and there's possibly a few changes in the lineup as well for the game tomorrow night up in Brisbane. So, I'm intrigued to see which way they go with their final 11, actually.
Hey, Ricky, good morning. It's Tim here. You represented the country as a young man. Will Pekoski may do that too in the next 24 or 48 hours. How would he be thinking, and can you sort of relate the thoughts that you might have had as a young player going into that test team for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, he'll be incredibly excited, and I'm sure he'll be a little bit nervous as well with the lead up to what could potentially be his first test. You'd like to think if Will was going to play, you'd like to think that he would have been told by now just to give him, you know, as much time as possible to get his head around the situation that he's going to be confronted with hopefully tomorrow night. I actually think he'll play. As soon as he was named in the squad, I thought that he would play and that they'd give him an opportunity, probably batting at number six in these two tests against Sri Lanka. He's been, you know, he's someone that's been spoken about, for a couple of years really as quite clearly the best young player that we've got in Australia. He started the Shield season well and had a few little issues that he's gone away and dealt with by the sounds of things. So, look, I think he'll play. And then, we just keep our fingers crossed and hope that everything goes really well for his point of view and he can get his international career off to a great start. But then they've got some other issues to think through with what the rest of the batting lineup's going to look like. Curtis Patterson obviously has been added into the squad, and with Joe Burns and Matt Renshaw being there as well, they have got a couple of big decisions to make as to who's going to open the batting and what the whole middle order's going to look like.
What would you do?
Yeah.
We talked about it a little bit last night in the Big Bash coverage. I think I'd be tempted to open with Khawaja again. He opened in the last test match against India. That would leave Labuschagne at three. I think I'd probably go with Curtis Patterson at four and Travis at five, Pekoski at six. So that would mean that both Burns and Renshaw would probably not make my final team, and that's the way I think I'd go.
We're talking a lot about leadership this morning, Ricky, and co-captains, and the Australian cricket team's had it for a while, at least co-vice-captains anyway. I know it's a totally different setup, and you follow your footy closely. The Adelaide Crows have announced co-captains, and there's many across the competition. A bit different, it would strike me, from your time, where it was pretty much just the one banana, and then you had the vice-captain beneath him. The demands of the game now getting to the stage where you really need to share that leadership in the cricket space?
No, I don't think so, no. I don't see how anything's changed there of being any, like leadership being any more demanding. And I think the thing with it as well, I'm not sure if you need support around leadership or you actually have to give it a title. You can still have leaders around your group without having, you know, VC next to their name. I'm not exactly sure the reason why they're going ahead with the dual roles for the vice-captaincy. You know, the last time they did it, it was with Mitchell Marsh. He's hardly played a game for Australia since he was named in that position. So hopefully that's not a sign to come for these other two that have been named dual vice-captains. But, I'm not sure the total reason why. Justin and I'm sure all the high-performance people around the Australian cricket team will have a better understanding as to why they decided to go that way.
Hey, Ricky, you mentioned Curtis Patterson before. Obviously, he's been added to the Australian squad. What did you know about him in terms of his background? And were you surprised in any way that he had been selected?
What I know about him, he's a bit the same as Pekoski, actually. He's sort of been on the radar for the last couple of seasons and probably just hasn't had enough... enough runs behind him probably in the last 12 or 18 months to really put his name forward ahead of anyone else for selection. I think he averages just over 40 now in Sheffield Shield cricket, which is probably as good as any of our other young batsmen going around. But what I know about him right now, he's obviously in great form, coming off back-to-back hundreds in Hobart against Sri Lanka. And I think I'm sure he made 100 in the last Shield game before the Big Bash started. So he's probably got 300 in his last four first-class hits. So as the selectors have been saying for, you know, quite a while now, we have to pick guys that are in form, and we want to pick guys that are making hundreds. And, you know, it's a gutsy call to name a test squad like they did and then add someone to it at the last minute. It's a gutsy call, but I think it's the right call. And I think he'll come straight into the side and play in that test match.
And do you reckon, adding to that, that they are told then, look, we're not just playing you for one test, we're going to give you two tests at least?
Yeah, look, I'm not sure anyone's ever told that. Because I think over the last 12 or 18 months, we've seen a few occasions where there have been guys that have come in and only played one test match. Callum Ferguson played one in Hobart, and Peter Hanscom came back in and played one and was out again. And so, Mitchell Marsh did the same thing, I reckon, didn't he, in the summer in Melbourne. So I don't think they'll guarantee any longer than that. But you'd like to think with these younger guys that are having their first crack at it, that they get a decent run out of now at least. I mean, we've only got the two tests here against Sri Lanka, and then the next lot of test cricket we play is an Ashes series in England. So you think if they want to have a look at these young guys, the more opportunities they can give them, the better.
Hey, Ricky, obviously the international scene has been hectic, but the Big Bash is humming along very nicely. Who do you see as a front runner here? The Hurricanes and Matty Wade are absolutely flying down there in Hobart. Are they the team to beat, do you reckon?
Yeah, they look clearly the best team. And I think one of the major reasons why is that they've, you know, with a little bit of luck, probably has gone their way as well. Matty Wade hasn't been selected in any of these international teams, and Darcy Short's the same. So they've had, you know, those two guys have been absolutely outstanding for them at the top of the order. I think, you know, Matty Wade scored 320 odd runs now, and Darcy's been doing, I think Darcy's got about 440 or something. So they've been brilliant at the top of the order, and they've had no disruption to their lineup. I think the only change they've made through the seven or eight games that they've played is rotated their number three batsman with Alex Dorman playing a couple of games and Caleb Jewell coming in for the last game that they played. So, yeah, they've been interruption-free. They're playing some really good cricket. They've got some really good experience around their group as well with guys like George Bailey and Johan Botha and even, you know, Matthew Wade himself. James Faulkner, it looks like he's getting back to somewhere near the level of cricket that we've all expected from him over the last 7 or 8 years. So they look the best team. But the thing about this T20 game, especially when you get through to the finals, you only have to have one bad game or even one or two bad overs, and the course of the game can change really, really quickly. So, you know, the Renegades did a good job last night to win that game against the Thunder. They get themselves up in the second position now. And, you know, the Strikers are still look like a dangerous team to me. They'll play the Melbourne Stars this afternoon, which is going to be a big game for both those teams. But, you know, if the Hurricanes keep tracking like they are, then they're clearly the team to beat.
No, we're loving it. And as you just alluded to, the doubleheader on 7 today, which will be glued to Stars Strikers in Moe, of course, tonight, 6's Hurricanes. Glued to the coverage, glued to your commentary. Thanks for joining us, Ricky Ponting.
No, my pleasure, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ricky.
Absolute legend as a player and doing some amazing things in the commentary box. We talked about him earlier. He is compelling listening.
Can you imagine the pressure and the anxiety and the stress levels of those young players that may be representing their country for the first time when they go out to bat?
Will Pekowski, I can't imagine as a kid, your head would be absolutely spinning going out there to the Gabba. And they don't ease them in either. You can't. I mean, they might come in at 3, Will Pekowski, or Patterson might come in at 3 or 4. I mean, they're batting high up the order. This is big, big stakes. We're going to have a break right now. We're back on the other side of this, Marcus Stewart.